Jerry Bader Show, 9:36. Live at Johnston's Bakery in Sheboygan, 1227 Superior, for families or children with cancer, 1227 Superior Avenue. We, again, Joy Johnston wants to really stress to her clients, she'll match dollar for dollar, and whatever you bring in here up to you, I don't remember what she said, but anyway, you go ahead and do that, and I'm sure she'll match it up to whatever. So come on down and do that. We already have a lot of nice toys collected for the kids. We're up to over $2,000 in cash, but again, families of children with cancer, wonderful cause. Please come on out and help. Now, just before the news there, I read a quote from President Obama that is being reported as an apology. I don't even know what the hell this means. I'm serious. I don't know what his words mean. Let me read them again. This is what is being billed as his apology. If you have an insurance policy that you buy in the individual market and you got a cancellation, this is what he said to those people. I'm sorry that they are finding themselves in this situation based on assurances they got from me, he said in an interview Thursday with NBC News. I mean, you want to talk about having to parse words. I'm sorry they're finding themselves in this situation based on assurances they got from me. What does he even mean? Okay, let's just start looking at this. And by the way, if you want to weigh in, 406-1360, 888-455-1360. They aren't losing their policies because of his assurances. They're losing his policy. They're losing their policies because those assurances were a lie, a well-orchestrated lie, one he knew that he had to tell to get Obamacare passed. As a supporter of his, a defender of his, comedian Bill Maher pointed out, if he told the truth about this, it didn't get any Republican votes anyway. What would have happened is there are Democrats who would have said, well, what the hell? No, actually, I'm not voting for this. He would have lost some of the Democrat support that he had, the so-called blue dogs. That's what would have happened. So he's making it, in fact, you know, I was going to say he's making it sound as though this was an accident. It's incoherent. This phrase makes absolutely no sense at all. That they're finding themselves in a situation based on assurances they got from me. No, you lied. And this isn't even an apology. Well, I'm sorry. What is he sorry for? I have read this numerous times since about 5 o'clock this morning, and I have heard the audio on various network newscasts. When you listen to these words, what is he sorry for? What is motivating this alleged apology? And I suppose when you say, I'm sorry, that by definition, that is, in fact, an apology. I get that. But not really. If he were going to apologize and mean it, and it were to be a real apology, here's what it would sound like in my mind. I'm sorry I lied. I'm sorry I misrepresented the impact of Obamacare. I'm sorry that although I repeatedly lied and said you get to keep your individual market policy, that was never true. It couldn't be true. We couldn't allow it to be true because Obamacare doesn't work that way. We have to kick you off those policies and onto the ones we want because we want to collapse the individual market. And also, he didn't apologize for lying about the lie. Remember, no, what we said was that if your policy didn't change, you get to keep it. I would argue this is another lie. At the very least, I don't know what he's saying. To Paul on the road. Paul, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hey, Jerry. I don't quite get it either. To me, all it was like a sympathetic, like, it wasn't even an apology. Having sympathy because people are in a situation, but not taking credit or responsibility for the situation. And the other thing I'm really getting tired of is them now claiming, 5% of the population. Well, Obamacare's whole premise and the reason that they wanted it to begin with was based on 15% of the population, 30 or 45 million people who don't have health care. So no matter how you parse it, what you're looking at is a major league minority changing health care as we know it for a huge minority of the population. It's
You make an absolutely great point. Here's where I think they miscalculated. They didn't think 5% was a lot of people. When you look at 5% in terms of policyholders, that includes family members, and you're talking about 15 million people. That's where they miscalculated. Let's try this, Paul. What do you think about this? I apologize that my lie left you SOL. Doesn't that sound like what he's saying?
I don't even know if he's saying that. To me, what he said was, I'm apologizing because of the situation you're in, but I didn't. But again, I knew nothing about it, or I had nothing to do with it. Sorry, you're in that spot. It's basically like if you drive by somebody that's pulled over by a police officer and they're getting a ticket, you drive by and you tell them, "Sorry, you're getting that ticket."
Thanks a lot for the call, Paul. It's almost as though that they somehow tried to find somebody in the White House who could write this where it would sort of kind of sound like an apology, but says nothing. I'm sorry they are finding themselves in this situation based on assurances they got from me. That's not why they're in that situation. This was by design. That's why they're in this situation. You intended it to work this way. The lie was you weren't honest about that. To Scott from Green Bay. Scott, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show. Nope, Scott did not hang around with us. That's the problem here. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. And again, it doesn't even go to the point that, I mean, you know why he did this. They just finally realized, okay, people aren't buying this crap. And when I said you get to keep your insurance, if it hasn't changed, nobody heard that part. He said it over and over and over and over again. And we shared a piece with you earlier this week from the Wall Street Journal. You don't always get to keep your doctor either. Now, here's why, and you know, I'll tell you what happened. I don't know this, but here's what I believe happened in this whole thing. He never wants to admit that he's wrong. Not ever. Not no how, not no way. And what happened is the sycophants who were terrified of him finally said, look, you have to apologize. You have to. And they convinced him. Here's how far I think they convinced him. Well, I have to say something that sounds like an apology, but I'll be damned if I'm going to apologize. So, you know what? The huddled masses, they're stupid. I'm smarter than they are. They're not going to see through this. Well, as a matter of fact, I think a lot of people will. And just because it starts with, I'm sorry, I don't think anybody's going to buy it. Al from Howard. Al, go ahead.
Hey, Jerry. I agree. He definitely doesn't want to apologize. But I think part of the reason he has to kind of play around the apology because he can't come out and admit when he signed it, along with the Blue Dog Democrat, they didn't read the whole law before they signed it. I think he's as shocked as some of the people that never read it.
I don't know if he's shocked, but you're right. In fact, I don't believe that he is. But here is where I think you are right, Al, is he buffaloed some of those Democrats, and this is why he lied about it. They never would have voted for this, Al, if they knew this.
Absolutely.
Thanks a lot for the call. Appreciate it. To Karen in Auburndale. Karen, go ahead.
To me, it sounded like a kid that got caught with their hand in the cookie jar. When he said, I'm sorry. He's sorry because he got caught spinning all his lies.
And as an earlier caller said, I don't even think he goes that far. I'm trying to parse these words, Karen. I don't even think he goes as far as to say, I'm sorry I got caught. And how many White House linguists did it take to come up with assurances that, well, my assurances, I'm sorry you're finding themselves in the situation based on assurances they got from me. His assurances did nothing to create the situation. He lied about what Obamacare was, and his assurances just simply covered that up. Thanks a lot for the call. Here's what I mean by this. If he had been honest about this from the start, they would still be in this jam. His lie didn't create the situation. Well, it did, I take it back, other than it got Obamacare passed. Obamacare wouldn't have gotten passed if he didn't lie about this. If he was going to apologize, I apologize, I misrepresented what Obamacare is, and now you're screwed. And by the way, and we've been talking about this, if you have an employer-provided plan and you don't think this is going to have any ramifications for you, wait until they have to start figuring out how much it's going to cost to provide Obamacare-compliant policies. Just wait. To Ryan from Menasha. Ryan, go ahead.
Hi, Jerry. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
Quick question as it relates to the apology to Obama and the momentum that it could give the Republicans in Congress making either a delay or some kind of changes. Do those changes or the delay hurt the Republicans and actually help Obama by reducing the effect of the Obamacare law on people leading up to the 2014 election?
Ryan, thanks a lot for the call. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to answer that in 3 minutes because it's an absolutely very important question. And then we'll get to Tom and Appleton. And your calls, if you are so inclined, 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Yeah, does this mean that Republicans should have nothing to do with any delays? Let's tackle that in three. It's 947.
The Jerry Bader Show.